My name is Alex Webb. I'm here on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 10th of October 2009. Could you please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you come from?
My full name is Susanna Jacqueline Wyatt. My date of birth is the 21st of May 1959, and I live between Newbury and Oxford.
So when did you first hear about the project?
I was driving home from London and I had Radio 4 on, and there was, and I think it was probably on Front Row, and I immediately went in and Googled, and then I applied that night, because there were two reasons why I wanted to apply. First of all, I am a photographer and I'm a travel photographer, and it's very difficult, because I'm only 5'3", to get good vantage points to actually shoot monuments that we all know really, really well, and trying to shoot it from a slightly different angle, short of going into people's offices and asking if you can get on their roof. And I also want to assert my right as a photographer to take photographs in central London without being stopped by the police under the Terrorism Act, which is what they're doing to photographers.
Yeah.
So those are the two reasons. And I was very philosophical about it. I just thought, I'm going to apply. If I get in, brilliant. If I don't, well, at least I tried. The thought of standing in Trafalgar Square for an hour.
Is that a different thing?
Just... this morning I just thought to myself, what on earth am I doing? And then I got really excited about it, and the minute I start taking photographs I'll be fine, because then it's about the photographs and it's not about me, and there are members of my family coming and all of that will be great, but it's just going to be brilliant, and I know the hour will go really, really fast. So
that's
why.
Can you tell us a little bit about your kind of photography background?
That's certainly. It's my background is kind of an interesting one, really, because I've never trained in any sphere of work that I've done, other than doing a French degree 900 years ago, which has now actually come in really useful, because I do a lot of travel in Africa, and French is a language certainly throughout North Africa and West Africa, so I have no problems in travelling on my own. Whilst doing that degree, I was taking pictures and always wanted to be a photographer, but I just thought I should actually just finish my degree. Then I went into the world of accountancy, basically, and I've worked in the film industry for 19 years, initially as a production accountant and then as a head of production for a studio here. And then I left that world in that sphere at the end of 2003, because I really wanted to focus, all puns intended, on my photography. Now I'm doing a mixture of travel photography and unit photography on movie sets, because to me it seemed like a natural segue. It's a world I know very, very well. It's a very difficult world to break into.
That transition must have been quite...
It's been a bit peculiar, because I quite often find myself on sets with people I've worked with before. And in fact, I said to a DP on one film I worked on, whenever I was a production accountant, people wanted petty cash, and now they just want their photograph taken. And it's a very small world, but people have been phenomenally supportive of what I've been trying to do, particularly two unit stills photographers who are absolutely at the top of their game, and they've been so helpful to me in just supporting me in what I want to do and asking me to assist them, and they've been very nice. Some other people have just stopped talking to me because they see it as competition, which is really sad, because it's just a shame that the world has to be like that. So if people now try to talk to me about how to work as a photographer, because I find the monetization of it very, very difficult, I try to be as helpful but as honest as I can. Because it is a bit bonkers changing your career at my age.
But that's great, though. I mean, that must have
been, it's fantastic. Life, you know? Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. And I suppose things like this, it's very good at helping to define and clarify what it is you want to photograph, because to be honest, I'm still not sure what I want to photograph.
How did you get into the film industry?
I fell into it. I'd gone for a training contract with a firm of accountants, funnily enough, where I'm now living, and they said that because I'm an arts graduate, because again, I have grade E at O-level maths, so I don't have any accountancy qualifications either, which used to worry producers. And they said, look, you're an arts graduate, you'll find it really, really difficult to pass the exams. So I was a bit upset, came back to London, bumped into a friend of mine who said, oh, you should meet so-and-so because they've just got four documentaries for Channel 4 and they need a bookkeeper. So I did four documentaries, then I did a drama, then I did six feature films, and then I started working as a head of production. And now I teach production accounting. I run production accounting courses in conjunction with training providers. So it's an interesting mix, and I do bookkeeping for people. So I now have a very nice mix of work. I don't work all the time. I do a bit of travel. I do my photography. I do unit stills as often as I can. And I do some accounting work to pay the bills.
So what kind of feature films have you worked on?
The first feature film I did was Peter Greenaway's The Pillow Book, and then I did Mrs. Brown, The Full Monty, Dad Savage and Mansfield Park, and another film in the Isle of Man whose name escapes me. How terrible is that? Alzheimer's. I shouldn't laugh about it. Can we edit that bit?
That sounds really interesting. So it's nice that you're seeing both sides of it. You know,
It's very peculiar. One producer said to me that I'm actually quite a useful person to have on set because I know the whole thing. And another producer just burst out laughing about a particular film I wanted to do in South America. And she said, well, that's brilliant, because when the accountant goes down with the inevitable sickness, you can pay the crew. It's very nice doing stills because it's a very complete job within the business. As a production accountant, you have huge amounts of responsibility, which I really don't want anymore. And the film industry has moved so dramatically in the last 20 years. It's always been a business, but now it is just a business, I feel. I feel that the creativity has completely gone out of it because the funding is so difficult. And it is nice having that knowledge, but equally I love doing stills. It's a very odd job because you are a department of one. There is a lot of pressure. You're in the way. Nobody wants you to be there. The other crew don't want you there because they're in the way. They're in your way. The actors don't want you there, particularly because there's another camera pointing at them, but you need the shots. So it's kind of about finding your way within that mix. Although compared to the people who've been doing it for a long time, I feel like I'm a shrimp to their lobster. But I want to be a prawn.
You can be a prawn.
Yes, so I'll be a lobster on the plinth because it's just me.
Yeah.
But it's good. I mean, I enjoy what I do, and I think that's important to be able to enjoy what you do.
Could you tell us some of the countries that you've travelled to?
I concentrate mainly on Africa because if I went to any other continent, I'd bankrupt myself really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I've travelled within Kenya and Botswana, Namibia and Morocco and Libya, because I have a particular interest in the Romans in North Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of those countries, Libya is possibly the most interesting one that I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to photograph quite a lot of music festivals, which I also enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the Fez Sacred Music Festival every year.
Mm-hmm.
And photograph that. There are some very, very interesting festivals in Libya in November. The Gadames Music Festival is very good.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't yet got to the Festival of the Desert, which is kind of on my next list.
I can imagine the imagery must be lovely as well.
I love Africa because there's a kind of madness about it, really. But it's a madness that is in a country that is where life is very, very difficult for meaningful reasons, because it is very simple survival. What I find incredibly annoying about the UK is that there is an element of difficulty, but it's a difficulty that we bring on ourselves because the majority of us are not starving. The majority of us are not dying of thirst. The majority of us have clean water. And we're not living in a civil war zone. And when I went to Oman as well, that was another country I went to at the beginning of this year, because I wanted to go somewhere very simple. I went to the Dhofar region of Oman to look for snow leopard, not snow leopard, the Arabian leopard. And I felt it was important because we were going through a time of severe recession, but we still have a lot. And I wanted to go to a country where they don't have a lot, where the role of women is not like the role of women as it is here. You know, I am lucky to live in a country where I don't have a problem in standing on a plinth with cameras in the middle of a public square. So however much I moan and gripe about England, which I do on a fairly regular basis, there are certain freedoms here. They're being gradually eroded.
Yeah.
And they're being eroded in an insidious fashion. And I don't know whether that makes them better or worse. It depends how much you think about it.
Yeah. But I think it's good to think about it, definitely.
You have to think about it. You have to think about it. Mm. It's difficult being a photographer these days. It's quite interesting being a female photographer. I, in my entire career in the film industry, I was never paid less than a man. I was never treated any differently to a man, because I think it's quite an equal industry, although there are a lot of women within it who would dispute that. Trying to be a photographer as a woman, I have found incredibly difficult. Really, really difficult. And I think there is almost an inbuilt, I don't know what it is. I haven't put my finger on it, but I find it very, very hard. Mm. Very, very difficult. And I've never come across that before, so I find it immensely irritating.
Are you going to voice that opinion on the point?
No, I'm not going to voice anything at all. I'm literally going to go up there. I don't really want to talk when I'm up there. I'm literally going up there to take photographs. That's all I'm going to do.
Did you consider that? Is it kind of possible?
No.
Not at all?
No, because I don't think there's enough time. And I don't want to belittle people who have made speeches on the plinth. It's not the forum I would choose. I think in order to do... to make a point like that, you need to do a sustained campaign and gather evidence, because I haven't gathered any evidence. I haven't. It's the perception of what has happened to me personally. But it might be because I'm a 50-year-old woman who's had two careers already that I'm finding it so difficult, because I'm quite lazy. Everybody says that. I think I'm incredibly lazy. If I actually got off my arse a bit more, I could probably be phenomenally efficient. But I kind of feel sleeping is important.
Sleeping is definitely important.
I love sleeping. I love sleeping. I just would do a lot of it if I could, but I can't.
So was that one of the options as well for going on the plinth? Was that hour of sleep maybe?
I did think about sitting there and just reading a book, but I genuinely, which is why I am so pleased with the weather today, I genuinely want to take photographs. Mm. And that's all I am going to do, apart from wave to my family if they turn up. And talk to people on the phone if they ring me.
Yeah.
Which it's an I'm using it as an incredibly selfish thing. But you know, I just thought, well, that's brilliant, because no one's going to stand in front of me.
Yeah.
Which for someone of my height used to a film set is just the joy. So for all of you boom operators out there, you can't stand in front of me with your little furry microphones.
Yeah.
Getting in my shot that I have to Photoshop you out of. Yeah, so that's me really.
Yeah. So what are your hopes and fears about going up there and expectations?
I don't have any. I'm nervous because I'm quite a shy, people will laugh, shy person. It's why I haven't uploaded my photograph onto the website for it. I haven't uploaded a profile because I have this weird thing about my photographs, which is that it's not about me. I don't look on myself. I don't want to be, I've never wanted to be a famous photographer that everybody knows who I am. That would be absolute anathema to me. I'd like people, I want people to buy my pictures and have them on the wall because I think they're nice to look at, and I raise quite a lot of money for a charity. It's not about me, and I have this weird thing with photographs. When I've taken them and I put them into a stock library or I've sold them, it's like they've left me and they're not mine anymore.
Do you like that? Because isn't that
Giving
away part of you?
Yes, I know, yeah. I know, but I don't know the part of me that enables me to take photographs. I feel that it's the only time in my life I don't lie, because I think that in every other thing I do, lie might be a strong word, but dissimulate, we all do it. Whereas it's something about, I can hide behind a tripod, I can hide behind a camera. I don't feel fear, which is why, as long as the cameras don't suddenly decide to stop working, heaven forfend, I'll be fine.
And with the camera idea, I mean, knowing that there's cameras looking at you, how do you feel about that?
I don't have an issue about that, because they I'm going to be doing what I want to do. So I'll be in my bubble and I'll be looking at things. I don't think I'll be very conscious of it. I mean, I am so unphotogenic anyway, and I'm going to be wearing a hat, so they're not going to be able to see me. And it's fine, you know. It was really weird. People said, "What are you going to wear?" And I was thinking, what am I going to wear? I'm going to wear whatever's practical so that I'm not cold, or if it's raining, I'm not wet. I think I've brought far too many clothes because I'm absolutely boiling.
But, you know, I think
it's going to be cold up there. And also, you know, I don't know. But I'm really excited about it. I've been really nervous, very butterfly-y. But now I'm just excited. You know, it's less terrifying than walking onto a film set for a day when nobody wants you to be there anyway.
Yeah.
And you've only got a day to shoot it and you have to deliver. At least today, if I mess everything up, it doesn't matter because it's just for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess it up, and I don't think I will. And it will just be interesting. For me, it was an absolutely unique opportunity to photograph Trafalgar Square in a way that, had every other plinth had done it, I'd be one of 2,400 people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
And what would you say is most important in your life at the moment?
Being utterly selfish about not allowing situations that cause me stress to continue. I just want a quiet life now. I've done the earning lots of money, relatively speaking. I just want to enjoy every day, because you never know when your life's going to end. My sister died very, very suddenly. She got up one Saturday morning and 10 weeks later she was dead. And she was 3 years older than me. So you just never know what's around the corner. And I am a bit of a worrier, but everything I've wanted to do, I've done. And it's kind of, I've ticked the boxes. So now I just want a quiet life. I just want the plants in my garden to grow and not have too exciting a time.
It sounds lovely what you're doing, the travel photography. And
yeah, I would like to do more of that. And I would like to, I think I'd like to have a project that I've got a few ideas about what I want to do. Again, it's what I said earlier, I just need to actually get off my arse and do it.
Stop sleeping.
Yes, stop sleeping. No, you have to sleep. Sleep's very good for you. Yeah, that's kind of about it, really. But I'm happier now than I've ever been in my life, which is a very nice headspace to be in. And I just hope that can continue, really.
And what was the main thing you'd say about yourself, about who you are as a person?
What, in terms of personality or
anything? Yeah, just how you would describe yourself.
I'd like to describe myself as, I would hope that I'm a loyal friend, because I think that's important. I always try to do what I say I'm going to do, and I try to be there for my friends. And I'm quite responsible about what I do. I always say in my work life that I can't possibly take it seriously, but I'm very serious about what I do, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take myself seriously, but I'm very serious about what I do, and I try to be honourable all the time, and just, I suppose. I kind of rail against injustice in a small way. But I think that's how I would like to be thought of.
Mm-hmm.
People think I'm confident, but I'm not really. It's an act.
It's all an act. You're acting.
It's all an act. And I always try to see the humour in things. I always try to look on the positive side. I think it's important to look at the positive side, because there's such a lot of... The world is just a hideous place, and we've messed it up. So I just think it's important to try and do the best before we fuck it up completely, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lastly, who would you say you're doing this for?
Myself.
Do you see it as a kind of challenge, or just not necessarily a challenge?
The challenge is for me to get up there and take interesting photographs, which is why Stork Library will probably take none. I will have failed, but for me that is always the challenge, to take good pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody can take a photograph. Mm-hmm. Everybody takes photographs now. The whole digital thing has changed it. I think in the same way as when Kodak first brought out their Brownie camera years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone can be a photographer, but not many people can be a good photographer. I don't even know what a good photographer is.
Mm.
It's an emotional reaction to a photograph, I think. And a lot of my photographs... Photography to sell is very, very prescriptive. And I think you asked me a minute ago about how do I perceive myself. I'm quite bloody-minded. I'm quite difficult to tell what to do. And that's my phone ringing. In my coat. And I have to learn about what makes a good photograph, and if it's doing things in a certain way, I have to try and follow that. So I'll be thinking about that up there. You know, I've got an hour, so maybe half an hour I'll do what I want to do, and then half an hour I'll think, right, come along Wyatt, get on with it. You've now got to do what you're supposed to be doing. Otherwise, I might just think, oh, this is ridiculous, and sit down for an hour and make phone calls.
Well, it sounds great what you're doing, and I really hope it goes well.
Thank you. I'm sure it will.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Not at all. Thank you.